If I asked you a year ago where you'd be today, I'm sure you'd tell me all about your goals, dreams, and ideas. I can hear it now. I'm going to quit my 9-to-5 and finally start my creative career. This is the year I'm committed to sharing my art. I'm finally going to make that move overseas that I've been dreaming of. I'm done feeling unhappy in my body, and I'm going to lose the weight once and for all. This is my year. You might show me your vision board or your quarterly goals, your freshly unwrapped planner with your name proudly written on that first page. You even got a new set of pens in a variety of bright colors that are going to ensure your success this time. Because it's definitely bullet journaling that's going to make the difference this year. Fast forward to today. Are you where you said you'd be? If not, how many years have you done this to yourself? 2, 5, 10, more? For me, it was close to 20 years. 20 years of telling myself that this year was my year. I was finally going to be the person I knew I had the potential to be. I was finally going to pursue the dreams I'd scribbled every January in my stacks and stacks of notebooks and planners. Before I started Rhea Earth, I had 10 or more failed creative projects. I was incredibly shy, incredibly insecure, and a chronic procrastinator. But now here I am, talking to you on a podcast that you happen to be listening to. I share my creative work with people all around the world. And I feel like I've finally unlocked a creative workflow that is fulfilling and joyful and exciting. So what made the biggest difference for me? How did I go from giving up on myself year after year after year to actually starting something meaningful and sharing my work with the world? That's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. So I hope you stay tuned. Welcome to the Rhea Earth Podcast. This is a gateway to your new reality, where you'll find that everything you need exists within you. You're here. You stayed. I'm so excited. I have 3 main intentions today. Number 1, to allow you to step into the spotlight without shame, whatever that means for you. That doesn't have to mean physically being seen, but I want your ideas, your creative work, your words to be out in the world. I want to help you activate your most creative gifts and help you create the life of freedom you've been dreaming of. And lastly, for you to feel confident in sharing your whole self, your real self, your authentic self with the world. So let's dive in. The first thing that helped me overcome this pattern of giving up on myself over and over again was letting go of everyone else's idea of what my ideal life should be. You are the only one that can create the internal fulfillment you're seeking. You need to validate yourself first before validating everyone else's ideas about who you should be or what you should be doing in the world. You need to trust yourself and take action for yourself and follow your intuition and be okay with failing along the way. And take a minute here to think about, really, what does failure or success mean? We have this external definition of what it means to be successful in the world, but I think we're defining it by the wrong things. Life is about the enjoyment of living. It's about focusing on the process of life in every moment and following your intuition, your enthusiasm, your excitement. There's no end goal or identity that is going to give you the fulfillment that you're seeking, especially if that identity was created by someone outside of you. If you're listening to friends, family, coworkers about where you should be in life, that's just going to lead you down their path. It's not going to allow you to follow your own unique vision for your time on this earth. So that's a prerequisite for creating a dream and a vision that you actually want to follow, is making sure that it's your own. The second thing that really helped me get over this obstacle of sharing my work in the world was recognizing that the identity that I had created for myself was just a collection of thoughts that I could let go of whenever I wanted. You are universal consciousness. You're not just your body and mind, or the thoughts and feelings that exist within it. The person you think of as you is just a collection of memories. And by this definition, you are reborn every millisecond with a new thought. It's never too late to reinvent yourself. You're always growing, learning, becoming, evolving. Doesn't that feel like freedom? Number three, I stopped chasing success and I started chasing my own excitement and enthusiasm. The reason you want to be successful is because you want to feel a certain way internally. But if you start by creating that feeling first, external success won't matter. And ironically, you'll likely create the external success anyway when you create from that feeling of enthusiasm. Your excitement about something you really care about is electric. The world can feel it when you really care. Think about your favorite artists in the world, the ones that create from pure joy. There's a difference in their energy. It might not be something you can quite put your finger on, but it is this subtle difference in the way they appear in the world. If they are truly creating from a place of excitement, joy, enthusiasm, versus chasing this idea of external success. And that's not to say that the success won't come. Success will come when you turn off the idea of success, because you are a source of that energy, that frequency, that harmony. It's coming from you. You're not looking for it to complete you. I want you to ask yourself, what would I do if failure was impossible? That's where you should start. Number four, and this one is so important, I stopped my pattern of all or nothing thinking. You won't create your dream reality in a day. You have to start with small promises to yourself and follow through on them day after day, one step at a time. A little over a month ago, I promised myself that I would publish a podcast episode and a meditation on YouTube every week, for no other reason than to just see if I could keep that promise to myself, that I could show myself that I was trustworthy enough to be consistent with myself. I think consistency is actually a very masculine, forceful, and assertive concept that we have decided to hold on to in our society. And so I don't think consistency is always the answer, but for me, it has been a pathway to freedom, a pathway to self-worth, to trust, to connection with the reasons that I am creating. I create because I love the process, not because I want the outcome. So this consistency has helped me keep those promises to myself and show up week after week for more than just a big goal or outcome that I'm looking for. So you can try that out on your own. Experiment with showing up on a regular basis for whatever it is that you want to do, whether that's writing, singing, recording, acting, creating, anything. It doesn't even have to be a creative career. If there's something that you are wanting to create in your reality, ask yourself, how can I fall in love with the process and how can I show up for that process regularly? Again, one step at a time, starting right now. Number five, I started looking for all the things that were going right in my life instead of focusing on what was going wrong. We all love this idea of self-improvement, but it can push you into a cycle of never-ending seeking if you're not careful. There's always something to get better at, to do more of, to achieve. Even the idea of setting goals can be devastating if you never achieve those goals. So that's where I go back to this idea of falling in love with the process and being okay with who I am right now and who I am always becoming. I'm never done. So you can start by focusing on what you love about your life right now, what's going right and what you want to create more of. And remember that everything going wrong only feels that way because of your resistance to it. Let it go. Lastly, I finally recognized that my fear of being seen was preventing me from doing the things that were most fulfilling to me. And when I say fear of being seen, I'm not just talking about actually physically being seen. It's mostly the fear of sharing your ideas in the world and being rejected. I lived with a perfectionist mindset for a long time, and it still exists in my mind and body. But it's something I'm gentle with, and I'm always working to transform and allow and welcome and comfort. Because that perfectionist mindset, the one that wants to control every outcome and wants to show up in this perfectly fulfilled version of you, just wants to be held, just wants to be comforted, just wants to feel safe. I really believe that there's a close tie between loneliness, unfelt or avoided emotions, and the fear of being seen. Maybe you weren't fully seen as a child and you continue to feel misunderstood. So you built this subconscious fear around being seen and heard in the world. You're so afraid that others will misunderstand you, and you're tying your identity, security, and sense of worth to whether or not someone really sees you for who you are. And if they misunderstand who you're showing up as, you don't have that internal foundation within to withstand the criticism. You take everything as a personal attack on who you are and your self-worth. But remember, who you really are is a universal being. You are infinite consciousness existing in a human body at this moment. So those thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are just things you've collected over the years based on experience. So that fear of being seen is just a pattern. It can be released. You are not stuck with it for the rest of your life. And the way that you move through it is to approach it directly, to welcome it in, to feel where it exists in your body or mind, to show it comfort and love, appreciation. And the more that you do that, the more you will create this unshakable foundation that exists from within. You will show up as exactly who you are, this universal being, this infinite consciousness that has the power to create worlds. And you will recognize the same power, this infinite potential in others. And that's what will truly allow you to drop these layers of self that exist within your body and mind. I want you to create what you're most excited about without thinking how it'll be received. The whole world is waiting for your gifts. And always remember, everything you need exists within you.